Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 18 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow My Podcast Business, and this is my fourth attempt of me trying to grow a business. And in this podcast episode, in this live, in this conversation, we're going to talk about the things that I've been trying, things that I've learned, and things that I've discovered while I'm all alone this journey. So make sure you got your pen, make sure you got your notebook. There's going to be so many different things that we talk about today, but I want to make sure that you have the tools you need to understand the information that I'm giving out. So one thing that I want to say is that while doing this 90-day challenge, I've learned so much more information. I learned like the type of business I want to have. I learned the product that I'm selling. I learned the type of customers that I'm going to be reaching out to. And the reason why I'm communicating that is because my first three challenges, I still was trying to figure it out. I still was trying to like understand what my business was, what my business model was, who I was serving, how I can help them, and how I can help them consistently. And it's been a challenge. It has been a challenge because I'm steady trying to figure it out, steady learning, steady growing. In addition to that, I have to understand that there's a process that you have to go through for you to understand that you are learning something for yourself. You are developing a skill, you're developing a habit, and you're developing a routine that you can get in the habit of. That's what I've been doing the last couple of 18 days, is that I've been identifying, okay, since I'm in a podcast business, okay, what type of business am I actually in? How do I help customers? How do I help people? Why is that important? And I start asking myself these questions. And so if you're in the beginning phase of launching your business, growing your business, or growing your podcast, you have to be okay with developing one day at a time. The title of this episode, the title of this conversation, is that success is built one day at a time. And that's what I want to put at the top. Success is built. Oh, you can't even see it. And for those of you that's listening to it, I'm over here writing on the board, so that way you can see what I'm speaking about as well. But success is built one day at a time. Success is built one day at a time. And I had to give myself permission to be okay with developing one day at a time. And the reason why that's so important, because I often thought by seeing people online, how they were successful, how much success that they achieve, I'm like, man, it gotta be that easy. It has to be that easy. In reality, when you go along your journey, when you're going along your dreams, when you're going along your process, it is not that easy. And I wanna draw a circle. just go right here. Easy, and I'm gonna put in parentheses not, and I'm underlined it. It is not easy. Why? Because you have to do it
every single day. You have to figure out what you're doing and why you're doing a particular thing, who you're helping, how you can go by helping them. But when you figure it out, when you identify your customer, when you identify what you are selling, when you identify how you go by selling it, now things are differently. When I developed that I was in the podcast business, it took me a long time to figure out I was in the podcast business. For instance, just a couple of days ago, my YouTube channel that had over 723 subscribers, 1,600 something videos, and over 270,000 views got deleted. And now I have to start all the way over. As difficult as that is, as difficult as starting over is, starting over from the bottom is even more challenging. In addition to that, since I already have a foundation, I have a blueprint, I understand the business that I'm in, am I really starting over from ground zero? Yes, I get it. I don't have all the numbers. But what do I have? And so that's what I want to start off with. So if you can see it on the board, if you see on the, oh, why is it not? Okay, I just have to upload it to YouTube. If you see it on here, let me know. Oh, I'm supposed to be live on YouTube though. But I gotta figure that out. I digress. So my page got deleted. I'm gonna say this is the YouTube, cause the little play button right there. My channel got deleted. But my knowledge has improved. Why is it important? It's okay that my channel got lost. It's okay that I have to start over from zero followers, zero views, zero amount of videos. That is absolutely okay. The beauty behind it is that I'm not starting from trying to understand something new. No. This has been a space that I've been trying to develop for quite some time. And over the years, I developed a level of expertise, a level of understanding, and some knowledge behind what I need to do in order to grow a podcast business. And it taught me that if you are okay with not being good today, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years later, you can additionally be better. But when I started my challenge, when I started trying to figure out what I wanted to do and how to go about doing it, I remember it was August of 2020. I said to myself, I'm going to be a millionaire by September of 2020. And what I came to recognize is that I didn't have the skills, I didn't have the knowledge, I didn't have the business, nor did I have the foundation to make $1 million in a month. So then I'm like, how does the people on the line, how are they able to make $1 million in a month? Like, how are they able to make this money? What I didn't recognize is that they understood their business. What I didn't recognize is that they was already in business. You see, when you identify your business, you learn what you're doing, you create a process behind how to do it, and you create a routine where you can do it every single day. But why is that important? Because back then, in August of 2020, I thought I was going to be a millionaire with no business plan, with no business model. I didn't even understand business back then. I just knew that I dreamed big. If you're going to dream, dream big. If you're going to dream, dream big. You see, I learned that when I read the book called The Art of the Deal. And when I read, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? I said, I don't even need to read the book no more. Because I have goals. I have something that I want to accomplish. I have somebody that I want to become. But in order for me to become this somebody, I have to be okay with being a nobody. I saw a video with Shaq and he say, if a somebody can become a nobody, then who are you? Did I say that wrong? If a nobody can become a somebody, then who are you? There you go. Yeah, there you go. He said something along those lines. If a nobody can become a somebody, who are you becoming? See, I didn't recognize that as I was pursuing a particular goal, I was pursuing a particular dream, and I was pursuing a thought that was in my mind, I was becoming somebody. And in reality, if you really look at it, I've been somebody. And if you want to be honest and a little bit more deeper, I've always been somebody. Dr. Martin Luther King say, to become your own somebodyness, you have to believe in yourself. When I watched the video that he had made of What's Your Life's Blueprint, towards the end of the video, he said, instead of burn, baby, burn, how about we build, baby, build. You see, first you gotta build yourself. First you gotta build your dreams. First you have to build your goals that you are working on. You see, if you're not building nothing, if you're not thinking nothing, if you're not dreaming about anything, what are you becoming? You see, the podcast business that I was developing over the last year and some change, I was learning about the podcast business. The podcast business taught me that you're just doing more than communicating. You're doing more than building relationships. You are making an impact because you're able to spotlight somebody's story. You're able to make an impact because the person that you're spotlighting, they have a story that people can learn from. The person that's on your platform that you're communicating with, they're spotlighting their business so the story can come out of it and a bigger audience can learn more about why they do this business. You see, to understand everything that I just mentioned, I had to go through the process. You see, success comes one day at a time because one day at a time you get better. One day at a time you get smarter. One day at a time you get more wiser. It's not that you don't know anything now. You just have to give yourself permission to learn one day at a time. Why? Because you have to be patient. There's over 365 days in a year. And since there's 365 days in a year, if you try to be better in 10 days, you're losing your momentum because it takes 21 days to build a habit. How do you build a habit if you're not giving yourself time to show up every single day? If you're not giving yourself time to say, I'm going to figure this out. If you're not giving yourself time to develop. You see, when I started back working out back in 2022, I was running. I went running. I was working out outside. I was working out on the side. Like there was a curb. I was putting push-ups on the curb. I was running. I was doing squats. I was figuring it out. You see, you have to figure yourself out and give yourself permission to build a habit. And as you're building this habit, you have to give yourself permission to learn about the habit. And as you're learning about the habit and building the habit, you have to give yourself time to develop this habit. You see, the reason why I take 21 days is because you have to build. First, you have to have an awareness. Then you have to acknowledge that one is hard to break a bad habit and replace it with a new habit. It's not the fact that there's something wrong with the habit. Moreover, it's a habit that can be broken and replaced. But you have to give yourself permission. I gave myself permission to say, I'm going to learn about this podcast business. I'm going to learn about this podcasting space. I'm going to learn how to grow a podcast business in 90 days. Why? Because I have a goal. Why? Because I have a dream. Why? Because I've been podcasting for the last half a decade. But I didn't recognize I was getting prepared. See, success is built one day at a time because you have to be prepared for the success that you're growing into. Success doesn't come easy. Success doesn't come overnight. Success will come when you go through the trenches, when you go through the battle, when you go through and find out that you can actually do something that you didn't know you can do. You see, another thing that I recently discovered is that, hold on, let me write this down right quick. One thing that I recently discovered, there we go. Right. Okay, one thing that I recently discovered is that, one, I wasn't great. I'm still not great in sales, but what I recognize is that you have to be willing to communicate with a lot of people. In addition to communicating with a lot of people, you have to be willing to be patient. You have to be willing to be consistent. You have to be willing to show up daily. Because if you're not willing to show up daily, you know, nothing's going to come from that. So the podcast business that I'm developing right now, that I'm working on, is spotlighting businesses. Not only their business, but their story behind the business. So the business spotlight is a package for entrepreneurs looking to share their stories and get more customers, learn more about who they are, why they do this business, and what encouraged them to start it. You see, you don't figure everything out until you're willing to learn, until you're willing to grow. You see, one thing about podcasting is that you have to show up every single day. The reason why I titled this video, Success Comes One Day at a Time, because one day at a time, you have to approach your success. One day at a time, you have to approach your training. One day at a time, you have to learn what you are doing. I remember I was playing football back in my high school days. And as I was playing football in my high school days, I was not that good my 9th and 10th grade year. But I knew if I just studied the playbook, I knew if I studied the plays, I knew if I learned from other people, eventually I would gain the skills to understand the game of football. I just had to give myself patience. I just had to give myself time and be patient. Because what I was trying to do back then was that I really wanted to play on Fridays. I really wanted to play. But it wasn't my time. You see, it wasn't my time. 12, 3, 6, 9. It wasn't my time. Just like there's a clock that goes until the time right now. It's 2:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. When I was playing football my 9th and 10th grade year, it wasn't my time to play on Fridays because I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the knowledge, nor did I have the experience. You see, as I continue to develop my business knowledge about podcasting, I have to learn how to podcast. I have to not only podcast, but I have to understand the business side of being a creator. Not only understand the business side of podcasting, I have to understand how to be more consistent behind the plays that I'm learning. You can't learn the play if you're not in the game. You see, one thing that I learned from watching wrestling is that Triple H. He had his entrance, his theme music is time to play the game. You see, you have to be willing to play the game to learn that you are learning the game. You see, I had to get in the game of podcasting to know that I'm learning podcasting. I'm learning the business of podcasting. It's so many challenges that I went through, that I'm still going through, that I've recently just experienced. But it's not the end of the world. If you want to look at it in a different light, it's a new beginning of a different world. Why? Because the challenges are different. If you want to be in the game, if you want to learn the game, if you want to understand the game, you have to start playing the game. Because until you play the game of the business that you like to have, one, you will never understand it. Two, it will be confusing because now you have to learn a new language. Three, it will be challenging. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but what I am saying, it's going to be challenging. But for me to be on my fourth attempt of trying to grow a podcast business, I had to understand that I'm learning about the podcasting space. I have to understand I have to give myself time to be a good podcaster. And I also have to understand that I would not be a great podcaster overnight. But what if I give myself time? Rather than a month time frame, what about 3 months? Instead of 3 months, what about a year? Instead of a year, what about 2 years? You see where I'm going? You have to give yourself time. That's what I do right here. You have to give yourself time. Give yourself time. Why? Because there's 24 hours in a day. I see for 4 to 5 hours, depending on the day, depending on the month, depending on the week. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. But on the average, I see 4 to 5 hours. In addition to that, I've been podcasting for the last half a decade. I had 893 podcast episodes. However, recently, just a couple days ago, my YouTube channel that had all those videos and podcasts on there got deleted. It got deleted, and I'm like, so much work went down the drain. You see, that's why I love the terminology, failure is knowledge, because you don't predict your failures. Your failures come, and when they happen, how do you embrace the lesson? How do you embrace your growth? How do you embrace your experience? I made a post earlier today that said, failure is not predictable, but when it happens, what do you do after you fail? You see, you can always pick yourself back up. You can always get up. Hold on. Let me come to the screen right quick. What's going on, chat? You can always get back up. But before you get back up, you have to feel what the pavement feels like. You have to feel what the ground feels like. You have to feel what it's like to fail. Because if you're not failing, you're not learning. If you're not learning, how do you understand the space that you are in? You see, I have to understand that there's a space that I'm in with this podcasting space. And if I don't give myself time, if I don't give myself permission to fail, if I don't give myself time to understand what the knowledge is, it's going to be really challenging to develop something from this. In addition to that, to this day, it's still not easy. But now that I have... Let's just say I thought I had a box here. You know what? These are envelopes. Shout out to this company. They're not sponsoring me. I just want to use it as an example. So I got 100 envelopes in here. Can't see it. I think say 100 right there. Got 100 envelopes right here, right? So if I want to write a letter, let's just say I'm writing a letter to my mama. I say, Vet, what's up, Gear? I'm proud of you for all that you've accomplished, that you've done, and so on and so forth. So then I take the envelope out, this package. I take it out. I have an envelope, blank envelope. And then I write who it's going to, who it's from right there. And then I put a stamp on it. This now is the new package. But if I don't put nothing inside of it, if I don't put a stamp, if I don't put an address, if I don't put where it's from, potentially, it's just another mail. It's just another piece of mail. It's just another package. But until I start recognizing the business that I was in, which is the podcasting space, I had to understand, okay, this package that I'm delivering to people is not just an envelope. It's not just a piece of mail. No. The business spotlight is spotlighting business owner stories so my audience can, so more people can learn more about the backstory of the business. But if I don't package the mail correctly, it's just a blank piece of envelope. Whereas if I label it and I have the stamp and it has business spotlight, and when someone opens the mail, there's a story that's willing to be read. You see, until you have the right package, people are not going to understand the type of business that you're in. I had to understand and learn that I just don't have an envelope. I just don't have a package. I have more things that I can offer to people, but I have to learn what I'm offering to others, right? And the reason why that's so important, what I learned within the last couple of years that I've been trying to figure out, like, what am I doing and how can I go about doing it? Success only comes one day at a time because you learn something different every single day. And that's why I want to draw like a illustration of the package, because so many different things that I've learned help me understand about packaging, about the mail, about what's inside the mail, about what's exciting about the mail, and how others can be more surprised about it. You know, right? Reserve. There we go. All right. So let me share my screen right quick. Okay, so I'm going to draw an illustration of what I just explained. Because I'm not going to lie, that was a great illustration. That was a great illustration. That came from, like, experience, you know? So let's just say you got package one. Come right here. Package number one. Then you have package number two. I'm just gonna put number two. Okay, so what I started. Hello. Excuse me. Okay. What I started to recognize is that the way you give something to people matters a lot. The way you give them a gift matters. The way you give them a letter matters. The way you present matters. Everything matters. The illustration with this right here is that you have two packages. Excuse me. You have two different packages. And in package number one, let's just keep it simple around the podcast and space. Podcasting. Podcast business. You have, I'm gonna bring it down just a little bit more. Okay, there we go. You have interview. Let's just say interview. Sponsorships. Let's just keep it simple. You have the interview and the sponsorship. You have the internet and the sponsorship. Okay, so compared to box number two, and you have the business spotlight, podcast clips, so I'm just gonna do two since I did two over here. All right, we're going to highlight that. All right, there we go. So the interview, so for package one, interview number one, it's just an interview, and then like a sponsorship is, let's just say this company right here, the pen that I'm using, I don't know the pen name. They just got, well, I don't know the company name. However, let's just say I'm using this pen, and I'm not doing it now. This is just an example. And I say, this pen has been great because this pen is helping me write as I stream, as I go live. And this pen alone will not only bring your message to life, but it will give the illustration for others to learn more about what you're speaking about. That right here, you can purchase this at blank website, blank whatever the case is. And what I didn't recognize was that when you're salesy or when you're saying, hey, go buy this thing right here, people tend to pull away from it. People tend to not say, I want to purchase this. People say, I don't want to be bothered about it. And what I learned over the years and doing from experience, from doing research, from going to different business, masterminds, business communities, and so on and so forth. Excuse me. It taught me that if you just have sponsorship, where's the connection? Why is that important? It's not the fact that the connection is missing. It's more so that the audience don't understand the connection to the sponsor. And it took me a long time to recognize. I'm like, well, if you pay attention to all these other podcasts, they have sponsorships, they have advertisements and things of the nature. But what am I missing? What am I not understanding? What am I confused at? So I start asking questions. I start watching videos. I start watching podcasts. Go on social media and trying to figure this out. And as I'm trying to figure it out, nothing is coming to me. Like, nothing is not making sense. It's not even making sense. And so as I continue to go to different places, different environments, and so on and so forth, I'm like, well, how does all these other podcasts have sponsorships? Like, how is their packaging different? Like, why is that? Why does that even matter? It wasn't the fact that all other podcasters had it, because 90% of podcasters stop at episode number 3. Okay, so what about the 10%? The 10% that does have it, is only 1% is actually making money from the podcasting space. So what are you doing differently? Like, what am I doing differently? How am I supposed to know about that? How do you go and get sponsorships for your platform? And it wasn't that you're not getting, it wasn't the fact that I wasn't getting sponsorships. It was more so I just didn't have I didn't have the right package to give to them. Because I didn't know what packaging looks like. If I just have a mail, if I just have a letter with nothing on it and nothing inside of it, I just have an envelope. Whereas if I have a letter and it is geared towards a specific person, and the specific person has a personalized letter to it, a personalized note to it, and in addition to that, they have like a information about who I am, oh, this packaging is different. This packaging is completely different. Why? Because there's value inside of this package. See, for package number 2 on the screen, for package number 2, the value is different. I'll bring it right here, right here, right here. The value is different. The value is different. Well, Terrell, what do you mean? What do you mean the value is different? They look the same. Well, it's great that you asked that. The value is different because what's inside of the package is completely different. What's inside of the package screams value. What's inside of the package screams no value. Because it's how you put together what you are offering. It's how you communicate your business. It's how you share not only about the Failures Knowledge podcast, but how can business owners come onto the platform and start sharing their story on the spotlight. You see, it's the package that matters. In other words, it's the wording that matters. It's the value that matters. It's the way it's presented that matters. But being on my 4th attempt to grow a podcast business, I learned I was doing something wrong. I learned I was doing something wrong. And I learned I was doing something wrong because I didn't even hit the goal of making $100,000. I didn't even hit the goal of having a podcast business. And what I did do was that I gave myself permission every single day to figure this out. My first 90-day challenge, I tell you this, my first 90-day challenge, I went the full 90 days. I stopped in between because it was really overwhelming trying to record video, trying to speak to customers, trying to do everything by myself. Like, it was really overwhelming. However, I finished the first challenge. From the first challenge, I was able to put together a documentary called Starting with the Dream Documentary. In this documentary, I shared my story, my journey, my life, my expertise, and what I've been through. So I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I was raised by a single mother who raised three boys by herself. And she taught us, if you want something, go get it. So I wanted to put that story together to celebrate that, mama, I'm going to get that goal. And the beauty thing about it, the beautiful thing about it, is that she was able to watch it. My two brothers was able to watch it. The people that were involved were able to watch it. But why does that matter? Because I had a goal. The first podcast challenge was to make $100,000 in 90 days. But my plans shifted just a little bit because I didn't accomplish that goal. However, I learned a lot. And I was like, I'm not going to let these lessons go to waste, because all the videos that I've been watching and podcasts I'm listening to and different social media clips online, I'm like, a lot of people don't even remember what it's like to make their first $100,000. I haven't even made mine, but I want to remember that it was a trial and error and so many different learning phases that you have to go through, that you have to discover, and that you have to understand. And so when I put it together, when I put the film together, when I put the Starting with the Dream documentary together, it was more so me saying, hey, this is where I'm at. I failed a lot of times. I'm still failing a lot. But the lessons from the failure, I'm able to apply today. So the first 90-day challenge wasn't a waste, because the first 90-day challenge led me to create a documentary around my story. Okay, so then I'm like, I got it now. Then I go and try it again. So my second attempt of growing a podcast business, I'm like, okay, I think I figured it out. No, I didn't even figure it out. I stopped at day 15. Because I was doing the same thing from the first challenge. I was doing the same exact thing. Nothing was different. I was doing the same exact thing. And I was like, no. I have to figure this out. Then we get to my third attempt. I'm trying to grow a podcast business. And I stopped at day 12. Because I was doing the same thing from the first 90-day challenge, from the second 90-day challenge, then the third 90-day challenge. I was doing the same exact thing. And the reason why I was doing the same exact thing is because I was figuring out the type of business I wanted to have. I was figuring out what business I was actually in. I was understanding the problems that my potential customers were struggling with. But I didn't understand that you have to have a business around your podcast and not just a podcast around no business. And I said, for my fourth attempt, I think I figured it out. Because it's not just about the podcast or the podcast business or the podcast becoming a business. It's how can I help people spotlight their business or spotlight their story? How can I position myself differently from all the other podcasters that's out there? Sponsorships are great. Never had one. In the future, I look to have one. On the contrary, for now, I don't have no sponsorships. If you're looking to sponsor the Failure Knowledge Podcast, send me a message. In addition to that, the business of podcasts is not just talking. The business of podcasts is not just interviewing. The business of podcasting is making a difference. It's speaking value about what you believe in and making money from your podcast. Well, how do you make money from your podcast? And that's what I've been learning the last half a decade, was how to actually have a business around podcasting. And I'm going to go back to the example. So for those of you that's watching it, so for package one and two, the messaging is different because the value is there. You're not just having an interview. You have a space to, you have a space where you can come and promote what you're doing, what your business is, and the backstory of it. What I started to discover is that stories sells. Instead of the product, instead of me saying, hey, go buy this water, if I tie a story behind the water becomes more enhanced. It becomes more needed. Like, for instance, hey, go buy this water bottle. There you go. Go buy this water bottle. And it compared to, hey, I've been drinking this bottle of water, or this flavor of water, for quite some time. And it's incredible because, one, 42 comes in a package. So I'm not necessarily drinking one bottle at a time. I have a whole case that I can drink in within a month. And this helped me even more because I'm not dehydrated. Now, if that's not an ad, it's not an ad. However, it's still a story that's tied to this water. What I started to learn is that in order for you to have a story around your product, around your podcast, around your business, you have to be okay with telling your story. People like stories. And that's what I started to learn. I said, oh, I'm doing this wrong. It's not just about making $100,000. It's more so about expressing about what the podcast business is, expressing what the business spotlight is, and expressing who I serve. Because you can't serve the right customer until you have the right product with the right story. And the right story is you putting yourself out there. Right story is you being honest. And the right story is you expressing, like, hey, at some point I was here, and for me to get here, I had to go through that. Failure is understanding that you are learning on your journey. You have to be okay with learning. That's what I've been doing this whole entire time. So for day number 18, this is so great, because there's been so many lessons that I've been learning for my fourth attempt to grow a podcast business. And it's really understanding what I'm serving or selling, who am I trying to serve, and what story am I telling with the services and products. And so to have a podcast business, it's not just about a conversation. It's not just about videos. It's more so about serving the right audience with the right product. And I believe, for my fourth attempt of growing a podcast business, I believe this challenge will be completely different, because I know who I'm serving, I know what I'm selling, and I know how to go about doing it, because it's not just about the product and the podcast business. It's about spotlighting business owner stories, so new people can learn more about their why and be interested in their business. If you got value from this, let me know in the comments below your biggest takeaway on why success is built one day at a time. And let me know your thoughts. If you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I would greatly appreciate it. Hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends. And come back to the Failure Knowledge Podcast. And I'll see y'all next time.